USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter says he wants an immediate trial in the Senate, saying Democrats have zero proof of anything. Now, the House passing two articles of impeachment, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi holding up sending them to the Senate. Pelosi says she needs to know the structure of the Senate trial first.
Well, I don't feel like I'm being impeached because it's a hoax. It's a setup. It's a horrible thing they did. They happen to have a small majority, and they took that small majority, and they forced people.
The president goes on to say,
and, you know, they said, oh, I watched Pelosi out there saying, oh, no, we don't want to talk to anybody. They put the arm on everybody. They tried to get them to do what they had to do.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says he and Democrat Chuck Schumer have yet to agree on trial rules. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 138 points to close at 28,376. The NASDAQ up 59.5, the S&P 500 up 14. In USA News for Your Health now, it's that time of year. More and more people, unfortunately, catching the flu. And there's a health warning out for people with pre-existing conditions. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Dr. Bill Schaffner, medical director of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases, tells us about the concerns.
We're particularly concerned that everyone who has a chronic health condition gets vaccinated, because it's those people with chronic health conditions who are more susceptible to the more severe cases of flu and its complications. Patients, pneumonia, and having to be hospitalized, and of course, dying.
Those chronic health conditions include heart disease, lung disease, and diabetes, even when those chronic conditions are well controlled.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
On Capitol Hill, lawmakers taking a hard look at the California wildfires and the power company. USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
The Senate is looking into recent California wildfires and the electrical grid around the state as they investigate Pacific Gas and Electric's role in those deadly wildfires. Among the witnesses testifying before the Energy and Natural Resources Committee, PG&D CEO Bill Johnson.
Well, PG&E is deeply sorry for the role that our equipment had in those fires and the losses that occurred because of them, and we're taking action to prevent it from ever happening again.
Johnson also talks about the internal power outages that PG&E implemented to prevent fires.
We took the unprecedented step of intentionally turning off power for safety, and this decision affected millions of our customers, caused them disruption and hardship, even as it succeeded in its goal of protecting human life.
I'm Tim Berg.
The president of Russia defending President Trump. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
During an hours-long annual end-of-the-year news conference in Moscow Thursday morning, Vladimir Putin says he doubts the U.S. Senate will remove President Trump from office based on what he says are absolutely made-up reasons. He says Democrats lost the election and are trying to remove Trump by other means. The Russian leader also saying he is ready to extend a nuclear arms control treaty with the United States, but that so far he hasn't heard anything back from the Trump administration about it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.